This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 3 August 2018. Well, let's get started. Right away, I want people to know about this webinar that we just conducted that you can get for free. And all you need to do is go to themorganreport.com/Bitcoin-webinar. That's themorganreport.com/Bitcoin-webinar. You'll get this page, the Bitcoin webinar. If you're buying Bitcoin, buyer beware. Just need a name and email, and you'll be able to watch the webinar. This is an objective look at the Bitcoin market. I could have picked any cryptocurrency, but Bitcoin's the leader. I want people to know objectively how markets work, why some of the projections for some of the, let's say, more enthusiastic Bitcoin people are looking at $50,000 by the end of this year and why that's a near impossibility. Also give you insights on how markets move so you can trade more effectively. First one up is from the Hill. America's greatest foe isn't China or Russia, it's debt. Something that I harp on every week, but it's absolutely imperative, especially from the standpoint that we always get new people to the podcast. I'm not going to read this article. I just want you to know that that headline really says everything. There's a big infighting going on between the Republicans and the Democrats, and some are even talking the potential civil war in the country. I don't really want to comment that. The whole idea really kind of sickens me personally, but the idea is that there's a lot of pressure on all these nation states due to the banking system and the way it's structured. This article goes through that, not in the manner that I would, because I wouldn't pull any punches, but the idea being that the bankers control what's going on and they control the both sides of the equation, meaning that they're really pitting one group against another. And this is really what this fake news versus real news is all about, and many other avenues that we could discuss ad nauseum. The point being is debt is the key. This one is up from my friends at Goldcore, their daily market update. They usually put out some pretty good information. I don't comment on it that often, but housing prices aren't just slipping in the UK. This is global. I want everyone to realize that we are at a point in the financial system right now where the stock market is basically at a very, very high debt level, meaning the margin debt is excessive. The insiders are getting out left and right out of the stock market. And right now, the public's basically holding the bag. In the real estate market, it is slipping as well, as this article talks about. I'm not, again, going to read it to you, but why residential property matters. We're talking about property a fair bit on Monday morning. There's a few reasons for that. Firstly, everyone's obsessed with it, so it's a fair game as a topic. Almost everybody believes that real estate only goes up and you can't lose buying real estate and real estate on and on. And of course, we learned a harsh lesson in 2007 and 8 about the subprime mortgages, and it basically started to take down the entire financial system. Propped back up by easy money, quantitative easing, et cetera. Most of you know the story. The point is that we are at that point again. So it's not just housing in the UK, it's in Australia, it's in Canada, some parts of the United States. And there's nothing wrong with real property. I want people to understand my take is objective, which means the only real legacy wealth from generation to generation, is passed along three ways. And Jim Rickards goes through this very simple. It is real estate, it is gold, and it is fine art. I have no idea of anything on fine art. I mean, I know, you know, some of the main artists and that type of thing. I've seen masterpieces in museums, but no, I'm not in that market and I know very little about it. What I do know about is there's a time to buy and a time to sell. Real estate is at a time to sell. If you're overexposed, especially if you're over leveraged, meaning you have large mortgages, I'd certainly consider getting lightening up and reevaluating. The only time to buy real estate is when it's on sale. And I have a program that I will put out to our email list That's the free list at the Morgan Free Report, which is go to themorganreport.com and get on the Morgan Free Report. And from time to time, I will show you the absolute best real estate investment you can possibly ever make. And it's done by webinar. You'll be able to see the webinar and make a decision. But this is one that's good for all seasons because you can actually play the spread in the real estate market. That's all I'll say at this time. And of course, the airlines, it's all about nautical miles per pound of fuel. Remember, I have an aeronautical engineering degree and used to design airplanes. Coming back to this article, U.S. airlines hope to charge passengers more. This is because everything in the airline industry has to do with fuel costs. I mean, that really is the bottom line. And as costs go up, they have to charge more, figure another way to bring in more money. And really, the only way to do it is put in more cost per mile for the passengers. So this is something that we're going to see more and more as the complete energy structure of the world continues to ebb and flow, meaning that we've seen the low in oil prices, I believe, and we're probably going to see more upward pressure over time. I know it goes back and forth. I know there's pressures on both sides. And I do realize that there is a lot about what's happening in the current markets, meaning you have green energy, solar, wind, water, geothermal. A lot is revolving around the energy batteries metals, which we have talked about in the Morgan Report, like cobalt, lithium, vanadium, which we just did a white paper on, and some of these other metals that will be used to store energy. However, there is the nut kingpin, which still is oil, remains oil, and will continue to be oil for quite some time. So oil prices absolutely have a huge effect on the global economy. And continuing on the theme of oil, this is from theoilprice.com. Was the Aramco IPO destined to fail? Since late 2016, the financial media has been abuzz about what would be likely the biggest initial public offering ever, the sale of 5% of the world's largest oil company, Saudi Aramco, which is wholly owned by the government of Saudi Arabia. The IPO, with its required disclosures, would shed light on the inner workings of the company for the first time since it was nationalized in 1980 and lead to independent verification of its oil reserves and other assets. So that's the bottom line, really, right in that first paragraph. No one really in Saudi wants open book on what they actually have. And of course, if you read Twilight in the Desert by the late Simmons, you will know that he had a different take on the ability of Saudi to continue to produce at the rate that they've been producing. And I think there's a lot of merit in that book. You can read this article. Again, I think people underestimate the importance of energy. And by the way, we will produce a new report. It will be called Energy Stock Profits. We'll be doing it through our affiliation with the London office of Gold and Silver for Life. And it should be available probably November of this year. And it won't just be oil and gas. It will be an energy report, which means we'll talk about oil, gas, solar, water, wind, energy metals, as I just discussed earlier, and that type of thing. So it'll be all-encompassing. A lot of it will be devoted to why some of these ideas that are in the new energy space may not be good investments at this time. At times, some of the best investments I've ever made are ones that I did not do or waited for the appropriate time before I invested. And the next one up comes from the Daily Coin. China's oil futures contract is beginning to show its teeth. Many of us have commented on the petrodollar and that it's losing its grip because of influences from other markets, meaning primarily China with the yuan and coming into their own markets with the metals markets and, of course, the oil markets. And that's what this is about. A little of the details since the global financial meltdown in 2008 are now converging. And one of the biggest pieces is now showing its teeth. The Chinese oil futures contract price in yuan is growing in such a way that by year's end, at the current pace of growth, its contract will present a real challenge to the petrodollar. Something to bear in mind. Briefly, I always try to wrap up the metals. Gold is looking at about a one-year low right now. The two-year uptrend at 1240 was breached some time ago recently. And since that time, it's been struggling and bouncing and trying to find a bottom. Silver, of course, is in the same situation. And it's trading, believe it or not, around the 1550 level. People have asked if I think it'll go below 15. The answer is I absolutely do not know, but I believe it is possible. Do I think that the low that I called finally correctly at the end of 2015 for gold and silver, will that be breached to the downside? And the answer is, I'm not certain. I really, really doubt it. I think there's just too much pressure on the other side, meaning what's going on in the stock market, the bond market, the currency markets, and of course with oil actually, you know, being relatively strong to what it was a few months ago. And we are in a situation where I think we're going to see a better metals market, not significantly better, but better over the next couple of quarters, third and fourth quarter of this year, most likely. And then, of course, what we really need to see for the metals to move and the commodities is for the stock market to finally make that final oomph and start to either go sideways or down. However, there's lots of arguments on both sides of the market's ability to continue to move higher for much longer in time, which I doubt, but could be. As I've always said, let the market decide. The market knows more than anyone. And with that, I will leave you. Remember to sign up for the MorganReport.com, the Morgan Free Report at themorganreport.com, and you will get access to everything I do during the week and these weekly podcasts. And we also appreciate if you pass that message on. And don't forget to watch the Bitcoin webinar. It is free, and it's going to be an absolute great way to understand how markets move and why markets move. So I'll leave you there. I'll be back with you next week. I was absent last week. I was in London doing a presentation. Till then, have a great weekend.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.